Best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me bank. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Another way to learn more about the Arkansas Delta Byways is to visit one of the Arkansas Welcome Centers in the Delta region, with locations in Blytheville, Corning, Helena, West Helena, Lake Village, and West Memphis. You can stop by and have one of the knowledgeable travel consultants help you with a customized tour of the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Check out the special Arkansas Delta exhibits at each of the locations. Visit deltabyways.com for more great ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, halftime, the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Greenwood Bulldogs 35-13 in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A football playoffs. Joined now by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. Mitch, winding down the fall sports, but got the round ball going in a home opener tomorrow afternoon, isn't it?
Yes, the girls going to be playing Bentonville. They're going to start at 2 o'clock with the ninth grade girls game, followed by the varsity girls, and should be a good one. Bentonville's got about a 6'5 post girl that's highly recruited, and we'll have to play well.
The girls got one game in the books at Fayetteville. They lost their opener. The boys, they've played twice this week. What are you seeing so far out of the basketball teams?
Well, just kind of get going. You know, the boys missing some football players. And, you know, one thing, you bring back a Wyatt, mm-hmm. Gilbert, and Jones.
Right.
And Jones been kind of battling a little injury, which he's starting to get over. But, you know, they're getting better. I mean, I watch them in practice. Got a lot of guys that hadn't had a whole lot of varsity experience that's getting thrown out there and doing some good things, but we still got a long way to go. On the girls' side, you know, are lost quite a bit. You know, a lot of
– right.
You know, with Anna Grace and Emma Martin, Jackson. And so playing a lot of sophomores. And, you know, from the benefit game where the girls played Mountain View to Fayetteville – I know you could look at that score and say, well, Fayetteville, you know, kind of whipped up on us. Well, Fayetteville is probably potential state champion. And from just that, talking to Coach Leonard just between those two games, the sophomore is going to continue to get better. And you know what you're going to get out of Kate Gilbert and Addison. And so just they need a little more time, get a little experience. And by January, both teams, boys and girls, be solid.
What basketball season so far? No tournaments in the preseason due to COVID-19. So a little bit looking different looking schedule, kind of some odds and ends there that you've had to put together, some split squad type things. And how hard has it been to piece that together this year?
Well, you know, a month before that came out, we had a pretty good idea that they was going to not allow the tournament. So our coaches, Dell and Josh, both started kind of working, getting a little head start on that. It has been different. We're a school, you know, a lot of schools around the state don't really play boys and girls together on non-conference. They just let them go play whoever. But our boys and girls likes playing together. But, you know, that's what it's kind of caused, the nights where our boys might be playing somewhere and our girls might be somewhere else. And we've got some home games where it's like tomorrow, it's just our varsity girls. Don't like that part, but, you know, you just kind of get the games that you get. Because when they took those tournament games out, that's nine games. And so on a normal year, you're able to play 27 conference and non-conference games total. They cut that down one to 26, so they went scrambling for about six, seven games. And they got a full schedule, even though, you know, our girls, Bentonville tomorrow, that's been canceled twice, rescheduled two times. Our boys, they lost the Rogers game that's coming up. And so it's just going to be one of those years.
Yeah, there was a game Tuesday night that was on the schedule. Well, that's now been canceled, right? You got Monday night. Who we have Monday night?
We have, I believe it's Springdale Harbor, where it's just going to be a varsity girls game. And I believe our boys was supposed to play Rogers on Tuesday at home, and that game got canceled. So, matter of fact, they've picked up Harbor. The only bad thing is now that game's on the road.
Is it on Tuesday still?
No.
It'll be later?
It's later. I don't know. It's in December sometime. But, you know, it's just going to be one of those years. You might lose one. We just add a game. Where we're so used to playing tournaments on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then when we're playing non-conference games, playing on Tuesday and Friday, well, if you look, there's games, a lot of dates we're playing on Thursdays. So it's just a little odd, but we're going to do our best to get all of our games in.
All right, Mitch. Bombers down 35-13. You know, only one team gets to win in their season with a win. What have you seen from this football program this year? Go from 0-4 to this 6-5, could be 6-6 campaign.
Yeah, you know, I think you sit here and we're really happy with the 6-5. But it could have even been better than that. I really feel it would have been better than that if Coach Harry and that coaching staff and these kids could have been together, you know, from March on last year when everything got shut down. But it don't take a genius to look out here and see the steps that they've made. What they've done is they made a school system, a community, those kids, they believe it. And, you know, I've always said, if you believe in something, anything is possible. And it's very evident. I know we're down 35-13, but you could look over there and they don't fear Greenwood. I think we feared them the first time. This time, there's no fear. You can see we moved the ball on offense a whole lot better. I know they got 35 points at the half, but then we defended them better. So this is just a start. Every kid over there, we're going to be able to mark it down. When did Mountain Home football turn? Right here, this group is the ones. And I can't tell you that we're going to come out and win 10 games next year, but I guarantee you things have turned. It's very evident to see. And that goes all the way down to 7th grade. You know, our junior high had a great year. 7th grade had a great year. And if you believe you can win, you can do it. And I've been very, very proud of these guys. I want to thank every one of those players, every one of the coaches, our community, because they had to be bought in as well. You hear people in our community, I mean, they expect us to win now. And as a coach and as a player, that's what you want.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mitch, sounds like we're definitely on the right track with the football team. Glad to hear the basketball team getting their schedule going. Appreciate that you're back up and around with us. You had a little bug.
Yeah.
Not the big one, though. You're
no,
all right?
Not the big one. Last week's pretty rough, but, you know, Krista took care of me, and I got through it, and you know, a couple other things, you know, our wrestling team, I do want to say our wrestling, our swim, matter of fact, our wrestling, you know, they're going tonight with the JV boys and then I believe varsity girls tomorrow at Harbor. And then our swim's been doing really well.
That's our state. They went last night, didn't they?
They did. And
Pocahontas.
I believe both boys and girls won by something like 60-plus points. And so excited about what's going on in the winter.
All right. That's Mitch Husky, Mountain Home Athletic Director. We're going to send it back to the studio. Matt Sharp is going to tell you about some scores from around the state. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber Football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio. As at halftime, Mountain Home is trailing Greenwood in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A state playoffs by a score of 35-13. Now, I'm not going to be able to give you as many scores as I normally would. My score ticker isn't functioning as it normally does, but I'm going to give you as many as I can. Especially, I want to give you the scores that we have for Class 6A first. Now, the winner of this game is going to be playing the winner of the game between Marion and Van Buren. And right now, it looks like the Patriots are in good shape to move on to the next round as they lead the Pointers 38-7 with less than 3 minutes left of the first half. Also on the, also in Class 6A, Sylvan Hills is up on Little Rock Parkview. Score was 7-0. That was the last update we saw. And the winner of that game is scheduled to play either Lake Hamilton or El Dorado. And right now, looks like Lake Hamilton is up on the Wildcats 29-14 at halftime. I do have some local scores of interest as I take it back. I was been looking for some of those local scores. Haven't been able to find them yet. But in the Class 3A state playoffs, Salem is playing at Paris tonight. The winner of that game is going to go on to play either Greenland or Perryville next week. Also in the Class 3A, Melbourne is at home tonight against Cedarville. Haven't seen an update on that one as of yet either. And the winner of that game will be playing either Prescott or Drew Central next Friday night. And there is one other area team playing, at least in Arkansas, that is. And that is Harrison. They are playing their first game tonight in the Class 5A state playoffs. And right now, on their home turf, they are trailing Camden Fairview by a score of 7-0. That game at halftime, Goblins haven't been able to get any offense going so far in that game. The winner of that game is going to go on to the next round to play either Batesville or Whitehall. And if it's the Goblins, they'll stay at home next week. They've got home field advantage as long as they remain alive in the Class 5A state playoffs. One other area team in action, that is, and that's actually up in Missouri, the Class 4 state quarterfinals. West Plains playing up against Helias Catholic in Jefferson City. And right now it is the Zizzers trailing Helias Catholic by a score of 23-13. That game is at halftime. The Zizzers just coming off their district championship last week. So that's an abbreviated look at what else has been going on. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 35-13. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nassari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit NassariMortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue? You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, where the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Greenwood Bulldogs 35-13. Tobias, the first half stats are in, and they show the reason for the 22-point lead for the Bulldogs, don't they?
That they do. No surprise here. Greenwood with 365 yards in the first half. Mountain Home with only 182. McKay was 2-for-4 with 43 yards. Rushed 5 times for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hershberger touched the ball 11 times for 40 yards and caught 1 reception for 43 yards. And Tabor is 1-for-0. Richmond was 10-for-13 for 97 yards before he was injured. Then Houston came in. Went 8-for-9 for 148 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ouch. Wilkerson was had 12 touches with 87 yards and 2 touchdowns, and 1 reception for 39 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, Wilkerson has done serious damage tonight for the Bombers, and the big play actually have come off the arm of the backup quarterback, Houston. In fact, we have not seen LD Richmond return to the field since he was helped off. We initially thought it might be a shoulder or something, but he got up and draped his arms around a couple of trainers and was escorted wobblily off the field. He might have taken a really hard lick there. He hit the turf pretty hard, and the turf, folks, if you haven't played on turf, it doesn't give like the old grass did. It'll be Houston the rest of the way for the Bulldogs. Got a couple minutes left as the teams make their warm-ups. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!